Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up, y'all?
Or Hugs Dread, as we found out, is his alter ego.
I do love that, by the way.
There you go.
Now I know what order I got to release these episodes in. Thanks, Dan.
It's just dude love, man. All right, so we're here tonight to talk about a film that was a long time in the making. It feels like the gods were very much against this effort coming out, but it finally did. And that is director Josh Boone's New Mutants. The New Mutants. All right, so this one follows five young mutants just discovering their abilities while held in a secret facility against their will, fight to escape their past sins and save themselves. All right, so I am not a comic book guy. I don't really know this particular franchise. Of course, I know X-Men, seen the movies and everything. This was billed as the horror X-Men, basically, is all I kept hearing. I always kind of had my doubts about that, like how horror would they go with X-Men. But so this has a complicated history that I know you're going to know more, Pugs. But so I got to ask you, at one point they had cut this, right? And this is, but then we finally got the original cut anyways, if I'm not mistaken.
They were not able to film what they wanted to film. When that happened,
they all looked 5 years older.
Well, that too, but this happened during their merger, and this is right when Disney's like, yeah, fuck that X-Men bullshit. We're going to start our own in a couple of years. But, you know, they still had one on the slate to release. And once the Dark Phoenix shit the bed, because that movie's fucking terrible, they're just like, we're not going to do that. So everything you had planned, tough titty, we're we're going ahead with it with what we got. So they were supposed to add a few more horror elements into it. They didn't get to. So,
yeah, because that's what I was thinking when I was watching it. I was like, the tone's not all that much darker than a typical.
And
X-Men,
you know, it's
movie.
Funny. I remember them kind of backpedaling on that horror thing right before it came out.
That initial like trailer they released, I think that was a horror movie. But again, with the magic of editing, and it's only under like 3 minutes, you can turn anything into a fucking horror movie. The Mrs. Doubtfire trailer as a horror movie. Have you guys seen that? Fucking awesome.
Well, Maisley Williams saying "Demon Bear" over and over sounds more like a comedy to me, but you know what's funny?
Dan, and from now on, Dan wants us to refer to him as Demon Bear. That is his Grindr handle.
Thank you, Todd. God damn it. Fuck you.
That's amazing.
Well, I was going to tag you in, but you can go fuck yourself. So New Mutants.
Wow, why?
New Mutants for me. Obviously, I have no preconceived notions as what it should be, so I'm just going in.
But you were aware that it's a spinoff of X-Men, right?
Yeah, I've heard of the comic. I never read it, but I am, you know, I'm aware it exists.
X-Factor, where
X-Buck?
He gives the demon bear hepatitis.
One where Deadpool made famous is a spinoff from the New Mutants.
Oh, nice. Okay. So. Yeah, I know Vast Universe. So this one's weird for me. First off, I love the cast. Annalyn McCord, of course, the witch, probably shot this around the same time.
Except her bangs. What the fuck?
Yeah. bang.
Do you guys know who Colossus is?
In
from X-Men?
Yes.
The actor, you mean?
No, the
character.
No, yeah, I know Colossus. Okay. Yeah.
She is his sister.
Oh, okay. I think I did hear that at some point. Yeah, and Maisley Williams from Doctor Who and Game of Thrones. I mean, a lot of familiar names.
He's in Doctor Who? That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she had a recurring role, actually.
Major geek cred. Good for her.
Yeah, conventions. Yeah, well, not anymore. But so what this felt like for me, I didn't hate this, actually. I thought the characters were interesting. It felt like for me that this was more like it felt like a pilot to a show, and they just threw together a shitty villain as you're getting to know these characters. Because the threat is definitely the weakest part of this. It's not particularly well conceived, and it's even pretty cheesy, to be honest. May
I interrupt again?
Go for it.
So the original, well, the big villain that's there hovering over had the other school. That would have been fucking awesome if they would did it. So it's the Essex Corps, mm-hmm. which is Nathaniel Essex company. Nathaniel Essex is fucking Mr. Sinister. So I was hoping we were going to get Mr. Sinister in this, and I would have lost my shit because he's one of my favorites. There was rumors that Antonio Banderas and John Hamm were up for the role for those reshoots, but then that got nixed.
That would have been cool. It felt like a pilot. It felt like more to come.
So it's all Dark Phoenix's fault.
Yes.
Dan, most of these movies now are like setting up franchises, and that's obviously what this was doing. I'm still the thing, kind of like The Mummy was already world building. Make a good movie before you start like trying to figure out the franchise.
Well, this was tied into Wolverine. And X-Men, really, so that's kind of dumb. But
was starting to be its own thing, or was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you think, Todd? Definitely don't go in thinking this is some extreme horror movie.
Well, no, and I knew that because I remember they downplayed it right before release because they didn't get to do those reshoots. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the original. It's weird because this is the original cut, but they were going to do more. So is that like Fox wanted more, but the director was happy? And so the whole thing is kind of like, because most of the time when you get reshoots, it's because the studio's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
But
they may have wanted to do more world building, and then the Disney thing happened, and they're like, "Fuck, I don't know what the hell to do."
No, that's a good point. They may not have needed it. I get why on one of the alternate posters they basically do a Dream Warriors style poster, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, because it does like the setting and everything works for that. I did like it. I do agree that the villain was weak. Was it better than Dark Phoenix? Absolutely. I would have much rather seen this in a theater. But that said and done, it was nice. It was nice to see something that, you know, felt like a theatrical movie. Dan thinks it's a pilot, but whatever.
That's just how it felt for me. No, I would have continued watching it is what I mean. But as it stands as a one-off, okay, we get this goofy bear. But you know, it's still the bear fun. Was
cool, man.
I think that's Dan's not Twitter name. His Tinder name is Goofy Bear.
Goofy Bear? Goofy Demon Bear? Well, I was expecting a super shit show because of all the turmoil I went through. I should have known better. I think people need to fucking take their thumb out of their ass because this movie's fine. It's not like anything shocking and brand new, anything super cool. But I'm going to rewatch this. I had a fucking blast. I had fun. I wonder if it was because my expectations were so low. Mm. And like, I'm not the biggest X-Men fan. Like, I think Wolverine's overrated as fuck. Like, as a character, he's cool, but like, relax. Batman's out there.
His grinder name is Demon Bear.
Don't try to use my joke on someone else, Dan. It's already done.
Hugh Jackman, that's...
Good luck hooking up with him. I liked all the fucking characters. What's it? Solar Flare, the fire dude, he made a cameo in Days of Future Past, different actor though, but that was him. So like, okay, they're still connected.
That whole timeline's all jacked up, so
you know what's awesome about that though, they don't give one single fuck.
Nope.
Like, this is what we choose to do.
I didn't see Dark Phoenix. I didn't hear any good.
I didn't hate it as much as Bugs. It wasn't great.
It's garbage. That movie sucks. The one with X-Men Apocalypse sucks. Like, it's just
See, the thing with Dark Phoenix is they should have just released the original cut, at the very least on home video, because that's when they got fucked with, not because they watched it and thought this needs reshoots. The problem with that one was we just saw Avengers Endgame, and that or was it Infinity War? One of them. And that shit all takes place in space, which was where the finale of this movie took place.
And it should be, because Dark Phoenix is a cosmic fucking story. And honestly, X-Men cartoon got it right in 5 episodes.
And you know what? It was not either of those. It was Captain Marvel. That was the problem.
Oh.
Because that one, the finale.
You love Captain Marvel.
I do. I love that movie. I do not understand why I'm like the one who like fucking sucks that movie off.
It's cool. Right. It's the, like, it's
annoying. You know what it is? It's the 90s.
I believe you.
it is.
New Mutants, though. I like the dark tone. I like all the characters. Even the witch won me over because I'm like, you and your bangs can go fuck yourself. She became cool.
I knew bangs were going to come up because of her.
Oh my God, dude. Like, you're better than this. Who's responsible?
Yes. Can I pause for a quick side rant? Brie Larson. She's a shitty Captain Marvel. I'm sorry. She looked. That's fine if you want to cast a female lead. I'm cool with that. But Brie Larson, she didn't feel right in that one at all.
Well, you know, I disagree with it.
I think she's fine. I don't like that she kept shitting on Casey Affleck, but you know, she didn't want to be around him because he's a rapist, and you know, I don't know. She's fine.
Yeah, but she'd be.
I loved her in the room.
Yeah, she can act, but she was not right for like a female action lead. I mean, well, I don't
know. Everyone's going to be Gal Gadot, man. Come on. She did fine.
No, she was good. Gal Gadot was good. Gal Gadot's amazing.
How dare you?
I said she's fine. But
Gal Gadot is fucking. That smile in the first Wonder Woman movie, Star Wars. That look. You guys know the look I'm talking about.
Well, I would have cast Alexandria Daddario as Wonder Woman, but that's just and Captain Marvel. All of them.
She plays all the females.
But anyways, back to New Mutants. I thought it was good. I mean, you know, the love story was touching. They could have probably done more with that. The characters were interesting. They could have developed some stuff more.
The relationship.
They telegraphed that, man. They're watching like the Buffy episode on the TV, and I'm like, I wonder where this is going.
And that was telegraphed to you,
smiley people.
That was an Easter egg for you to see coming. But I can guarantee you, half the people watching this, it went over their head.
Well,
so that was a cool little thing.
You know who should have been the villain? That the fat bastard priest that comes into the shower, that should have been the villain. I was waiting for him to just go, get in my belly. That was funny as shit.
You know, that's Jerry Brudos from Mindhunter. He played Jerry Brudos.
Oh, fuck, it is.
Yeah.
Now you're even making it more that it should have been.
It's cool with me. He could have actually played the Blob, but the Blob's really not. He's more like an anti-hero. He's not a full-blown villain. That would have been cool, too.
I did not know this, but I did look up the credits. Did you know Marilyn Manson was the voice of the Smiling Man?
I did not. Good for him. In a paycheck.
He should have been the priest. Holy shit.
And you know what I just found out, like totally randomly, but kind of, it's a little off topic, whatever. And Slither, the voice of the doctor is played by Rob Zombie.
In Slither? Because he's also in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one of the pilots.
He's the voice. Yeah. It's the same thing at Slither. Yeah, when she calls to check on Michael Rooker, like doctor, like yeah, it's his voice.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
You could have had
Mike Patton also played. He was the voice in that shitty movie, the I Am Legend. He was the zombie guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow.
Good. You don't like that either. That movie gets way too much.
I mean, I love there's the story. Two cool things. Yeah. Yeah, but like there's told better with Charlton fucking Heston.
Well, yeah.
And Vincent Price.
And Vincent Price. The Batman versus Superman poster. And then I do feel bad for the dog when he has to choke him out. I'm like, you motherfucker.
That was a really good scene.
They fucked it up with the new ending. That's what really made it.
Yeah, anyways, Marilyn Manson is the priest, and then you could add Evan Rachel Wood is like the doctor, and he's like chasing her around the facility. No. That would have been awesome.
Fuck that lion bitch.
Statements by Pugs Dread are those of
but New Mutants. Yeah, I say give it a fucking chance. I don't understand why everyone's shitting on it, because like the X-Men series as a whole kind of sucks. Like all the movies, they're not that great. They're cool, but like there are better movies out there. And I thought this was fun as fuck. I don't get it why everyone's hating on it.
They lost their way. That franchise should have, it was at a point where it should have ended, and they just didn't. They kept cranking them out.
I like Days of Future Past.
First Class is my favorite, but Days of Future Past is cool. First Class is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but then time travel, it gets so convoluted. That's where I stopped caring.
But I hate fucking cannot stand Cable. He is Cable and Bishop. I like those future characters. I fucking hate them. They're annoying. I also don't like the Summers bloodline. Like Cyclops can suck a dick. Fuck him.
All right. So I guess we can go ahead and rate it. Maybe we'll talk spoilers. I don't know. So obviously this kind of leaves you wanting more, and you're obviously not going to get it, but you know, as it stands, I was interested enough, cheesy demon bear and all, I give it a 3. It's above average.
I don't think his bear was cheesy. I thought it looked pretty cool.
No.
Demon bear. Come on.
They're Indian. And like, well, yeah. They explained it. Like he's only that big because you let her fear get that big.
Make it a Wendigo that should be if you're going kind for of an spoiler Indian.
But that's the fucking character in the comic, dude.
Cheesy Demon Bear is Dan's Instagram name.
Dan, you better fucking make that happen.
Somebody's already taken it now listening to the show. Cheesy
Demon You know Bear. We're recording right now, and you can immediately do it before this goes
off. I don't know how to check out an Instagram.
I'm going to make one for you. That's it.
That's fucked up.
It's all going to have dick pics. Is this how this works?
I don't know if they allow the dick pics on the
internet. Gray pants with fucking the outline of dick prints on.
Anyways, so I gave it a 3. What say you, Todd?
I'm a 3.5. I had enough fun.
And Pugs?
I'm going to give it a 4. That's a generous 4. I'm giving it a 4 just because, like, from all the bullshit I went through and how well I received it. I think it's fun. I would recommend it. I wouldn't be surprised if people hate it because, you know, people are dicks. But, yeah, it's fine.
It's no Captain Marvel.
Are we officially done X-Men now, then? It's like
we are done with the Fox X-Men. We are going to get a Disney version, and it's I guarantee you it's going to be way better.
So no more Patrick Stewart, no more.
I think we've already been done.
As of right now, no.
Okay.
Patrick Stewart's last one was Logan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which technically doesn't count, right? That's where it gets so weird, because they say that one's not in the universe.
It counts.
Yeah,
it did.
That's the last story.
Yeah, it's just out of order.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And like when Disney does decide to make X-Men, the only characters I want to see are the villains. Like, oh, real quick, are we in spoiler territory? Are we good?
We can make it.
Spoiler warning, guys. If you do not wish for this and other things potentially to be spoiled, now would be the time to bow out and pick up where you left off later.
In the beginning, when they were running and the trees were being blown away, I didn't think it was a storm. What I thought, and the dad dies, which is why I wanted to put the spoiler warning on there. I thought it was going to be fucking Sentinels. I'm like, oh my God, we're finally going to get some cool ass fucking Sentinels. Let's bring on Master Mold. So Sentinels and Master Mold, I really want. Mr. Sinister, I would love. And my all-time favorite X-Men villain, Omega Red. I don't understand how this hasn't been done already. He had a quick mention in X2. It was on the computer, and it said Omega Red on a file. I'm like, are you fucking serious? He deserves more than this. So,
Don't you worry that Disney's going to be a lot less dark, though? Because X-Men is something that's...
No, I don't, because they've done fantastic with their fucking Marvel movies. They don't need to be super fucking dark. I got the DC Universe for that. Give me Batman. Make that dark. No. But yeah, so any other spoilers? Bear's fine.
It was fine.
Shit, I probably shouldn't have said it in the beginning that the Essex is Mr. Sinister, but they never really come to fruition here.
Well, you're not getting any more of this, so you just
that's live true. With
the demon bear. But yeah, no, I didn't hate it. I mean, it's one of those ones I look at and I'm just thinking, like, why didn't you just fucking release it? It's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's no Fantastic Four. I mean, good God.
Well, that movie's terrible, but that one scene, that one scanner scene where fucking Dr. Doom is walking through the hallway and blowing everybody's head off, fuck yeah.
Which one are we talking about, by the way?
The last one.
The last one with...
Obviously, I saw him watch that one. It's all right. Not that I didn't. I still think the definitive one is the Roger Corman one, so...
That's a fun one. And I don't understand why that gets so much hate. Like, everything looks accurate. It's just low budget.
That's the only one I think there's the thing. That looks like the thing.
Yeah. No, I mean...
And I like the Alba one, too, so...
I you know what? I was young enough to like those. So I like that one and the one with Silver Surfer. And Silver Surfer needs a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Hopefully when Marvel gets their shit together and they do Galactus, we can get him in and actually have Galactus and not be a giant fucking tornado fart.
If all this is happening, all that I can say is I want Crossed and I want Lobo.
Lobo Crossed. We can get. Crossed, not from any major studio.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Can you imagine Disney doing Disney's Crossed? Holy shit. The Crosser at Disney World. You've got like Mickey getting skull fucked.
But the rash would be the Mickey Mouse silhouette on their eyes and right here.
You mean, like these like fucking kids are trapped in Disney World. like Pluto's like cannibalizing Goofy. Hey, holy shit.
Oh. You know what? Getting back to the movie, I always call the kid from Stranger Things, I always refer to his character as Pinball, but it's Cannonball. And I realize why I call him Pinball, because the Accused, and I like that more. Like, even in comics, I'm like, yeah, Pinball.
It's Cannonball. Flashback to his dad, Leo Rossi, the original Pinball.
Now Bugs excited.
Fuck yeah.
Leo Rossi is Magneto. He can still, he's probably the right age now. He can pull it off. Holy shit. Jodie Foster's Storm.
Yeah, she's way past that age, dude.
She could be Moira.
There you go.
I didn't even know that is, so I'm going to say yes. Yeah, she did.
Professor X's ex-girlfriend.
Anyways. I'm, you know, check it out. There's certainly worse superhero movies. It's not the, you know, horror thing that I was thought, but you know, I would love to bring these characters back for a TV show. So
not for me,
I don't expect this anytime soon on Disney Plus.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I guess.
If they do the crossover, the Yoda can fight Demon Bear. Be an interesting crossover episode.
Todd, did you see this week's?
Of course.
Oh my God. This is the first time I ever wanted to spank Baby Yoda. I'm like, behave.
You hear people already getting upset about the pop that's coming out, right?
No.
What?
Oh, there's a pop coming out. I'm trying not to get too spoiler in here, but
we got the
even though it says spoilers, but they're not expecting Mandalorian spoilers.
Oh, okay.
But all right, there is a pop related to that scene that people, you know, some people are not happy.
Does he have something in his hand?
It's the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
That sounds like something very different to me.
Well, we could tell you off air there, Dan, but we'll take the spoiler warning off and we can get the hell out of here.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps this channel. So please do that. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay store. And Pugs, send us home.
All right. We're on Patreon for exclusive and uncensored content. You can support us by, you know, it starts at $1. And it goes to however much the hell you want to donate. And we have different perks on there that you can check out. So please and thank you. And then we are across all the social media bullshits. So come follow us, like us, interact with us. Fucking let your voices be heard. So thank you.
And follow Demon Bear on the Instagram.
And you can find Dan on Grindr at Goofy Demon Bear. And after that... Or since after that, you can report them too, because I'm pretty sure you're going to get some unsolicited Richard picks. So, everyone say goodnight.
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 Don't, yeah. All just right. Say goodbye, Dan. Don't even fight it.
I'd say goodbye. Fuck you, Todd. Goodbye.
Excelsior.